again, and welcome to Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, where, as always, the focus is on connecting business with grassroots sports, clubs, and charities, both here in the UK and indeed throughout the world. It is now my pleasure to welcome to you Koi Sports elite member, returning elite member, the amazing Sam Palmer Granville, owner of Limby Hall PA. Sam, welcome. How do you do?
Hi, Tony. It's nice to chat to you. Thanks for having me on.
It's a joy. Honestly, it really is a pleasure in my life to speak to people like yourself, all these wonderful, sort of very benevolent Koi Sports members. Absolutely blow my mind. Looking forward to learning a little bit more about yourself, Sam. That being said, could you just give me a little bit of a steer into your background and your journey towards being the sole owner there and the kind of head honcho, I guess, at all things Limby Hall PA?
Yeah, no problem. So I came from within the sporting industry. I worked for Speedo, the swimwear brand, Concept 2, Watt Bike, Genfaster. I started as an admin assistant at Speedo, worked my way up to exec level personal assistant, moved into product development, marketing, event management, same umbrella, did marketing and event management and running like a clothing site for them. And unfortunately, I was made redundant and thought about next steps, really. And I loved being a PA. I loved helping businesses and working with the teams that I'd worked with. And I really enjoyed working within the sporting industry. Excellent. So I thought, well, let's set up myself as a virtual assistant. So here I am.
Have you found that this service, this kind of virtual PA service, has kind of flourished in these challenging times with so many different changing environments? And I guess that need to really prioritize and focus on time management.
It's very much a growing industry. It's a growing industry. There's definitely need for it. What I would say, though, is that just because you mentioned time management there, there are different VAs offer different levels of skill. So some VAs will be have a niche, which will be social media or bookkeeping or maybe more technical side. They may offer other skills as well, but that will be the niche that they concentrate on. I'm what you call more of a general VA. So because of my background, as I explained, the different things that I've done, I would basically be your personal assistant, but working virtually for you. I was able to do that, obviously, pre-COVID. That made absolutely no difference to me from that point of view. Mm-hmm. I've been working from home for the last 6 years that I've had my business anyway. So that didn't really make a difference, but yeah, I think there's definitely need. And I often speak to business owners and they say, I really need help. Mm. I really, really need help. And I'll see them time and time again. I really need help. And when you sort of tramping them down, they always say, but I don't know what with.
Yes.
And they don't know how to delegate, or they're so used to doing everything themselves that they don't like to delegate. And that's mm-hmm. probably one of the biggest challenges I have, is sort of prizing work out of business owners and getting them to hand me stuff to do for them.
Just give me an idea of the kind of spectrum of people that you work with. Does it cover kind of multiple sectors, or do you find, you mentioned obviously that Speedo connection, that sporting passion. Do you find that there's a particular aspect of kind of business that you work with best? Or like I say, is it a very broad spectrum of people's services that you look after?
For me, it's a broad spectrum. I do have some sporting clients. I've been lucky enough to work with people that I met through my time at Speedo and built relationships with, and I'm still working with some of those. So that's been amazing. They're people I've known for 11, 12 years now. So that's been really fulfilling to be able to do that for them. Other clients, I have marketing clients, therapist clients. I have a client who's a sort of color fashion style expert, photographer clients. Wow. So my web design clients, interior design clients. So yeah, I've been very lucky, but it is a complete broad spectrum of clients that I work with.
What really fascinates me about that, and just obviously, I guess one of the keys to what you do is to really kind of get to the heart of processes and kind of make sure that the people you look after are kind of structuring their world well. With there being such a diverse array of people and sectors there that you're responsible for, do you find that there's a method, or do you have to be quite bespoke in how you operate?
I'm really flexible in how I work with clients, to be honest. I've always wanted to be flexible. I haven't wanted to be really prescriptive about how we do things. There's processes that we do, you know, have a contract, things we put into place. But I know that some clients, some VAs will say to clients, well, you know, you need to use me for 20 hours a month, and that's how we need to do it. And you pay me in advance. And that's how they run the business. And that's absolutely fine. But for me, I've always wanted to be more flexible than that. So clients come on board, and I have an online timing system called Toggle, where I press start at the beginning of the month, start at the beginning of the task, stop at the end of the task. And if I answer the phone or answer the door or something, make a coffee, then I press stop and then start again. So it just enables me at the end of the month to download a report. And then I know exactly how much to charge clients. And then they get a report to see what I've been working on for them, how long it's taken me. So that works really well. And I've completely forgotten what the original question was. I feel like I went off on a tangent.
No. Honestly, it's brilliant. you've really kind of just delved into it there, because again, obviously you've got tools within your world that help you keep on top of these things and be nice and structured. But what I love about that response is that it is very kind of fluid, and you're not prescriptive in how you work. And obviously each, therefore, client gets a totally unique experience with their Limby Hall PA.
Yes, thank you. So I say to clients, it's a minimum of an hour a month. So I try not to be too hard on people. It's just a minimum of an hour. And that's purely because I had clients where I'd work for 15 minutes. And then at the end of the month, I'm like, do I invoice for that? Do I roll that on? What do I do? And I just thought, you know what, I need to be fair to myself as well. So it's a minimum of an hour a month. And I did lose clients because of that. Sure. Or lost a client because of that. But everybody else got on board with it, and they completely understand that. You know, I'm a business owner at the end of the day, and as much as I want to help people, I need to make it work for both of us. So, yeah, I just try and be as flexible as I can. I try not to tie people down, really, so they can use me, dip and use me as and when they need me.
Again, I think it's a brilliant service that you're providing. I think it's appropriate to ask you now, if people are listening, maybe looking to get more control of their life, maybe feeling as though there is finally time to delegate certain tasks, what's the best way to engage with you, website wise and across social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is www.limbyhallpa.com, and or alternatively find me on LinkedIn as Sam Palmer Granville. Probably the easiest ways. I do have a Facebook page, but to be honest, I'm really poor at my own social media. Yeah. So definitely contact me via LinkedIn, or just email me sam@limbyhallpa.com.
Fantastic. Just before we move on, and obviously it's amazing that you're returning here, renewing your membership at Koi Sports. I'm definitely going to learn all about that journey. I'm really fascinated to get to the heart of your journey. You mentioned obviously kind of made redundant, and then obviously you're in that situation, aren't you, where, you know, it could be quite a dark time. It's amazing that you channeled that very, very positively. What advice would you give, Sam, for anybody listening to this, perhaps either in a similar situation or facing a similar type scenario?
To be honest, I was really lucky. I applied for a job where somebody was looking to start a virtual assistant business. So that was a huge help. We spent 3 weeks, or I spent 3 weeks researching everything we needed to do as a business to launch as a VA. And then at the end of that, that was all the help that she needed. But it meant that I'd spent 3 weeks learning how to do that, and I could go off and do that on my own. So there's some really great advice on social media. I followed a lady called VA Handbookers, if anybody was interested in setting up as a VA. That would be my advice. Just research as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Through Jo Monroe's site on VA Handbookers, I learned that I needed insurance, and I needed to register with the ICO, and all about what sort of bank account is best to get. And, yep. And using Toggle, things like that. I use LastPass as a password security vault, which I encourage everybody to do for safety and security. And it's just loads of tools. And it was just a wealth of information and knowledge that she was giving away for free. And now it's a huge Facebook forum that if I've ever got any queries, I can just dive back in there and get help from people. So, and anyone new looking to venture into this world, then they would be very welcome and able to do the same. So, just research, just find out as much as you can, and network.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power and connections are key, I think. But there we go. Great information sharing there. I really appreciate that so massively. Looping back, though, obviously to Koi Sports, and once again, saluting you for returning your membership. Can you remember what got you involved with Koi Sports? Obviously, you know, back in the day, so to speak.
I believe that I met Dave, or seen Dave on LinkedIn, I think, through mutual acquaintances. I think people had sort of commented on things and tagged him in things, Facebook or LinkedIn. And just the very name of the business, Koi Sports, it just, because of the sporting background or working sporting background I'd got, it just made me interested. And I looked him up and we arranged to meet. And we met a couple of years ago. And then I kept my eye on the things that were happening. And I really liked what he was doing, where he was taking Koi Sports, the support that he was getting, and just what he was doing within the community with grassroots sports. And then when I came on board, before the first time, I hadn't realized how international he'd gone with it.
Indeed.
And that he'd
three continents.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. And just the people that he'd now got involved with it. So that's how I came across Dave, is just social media initially, and we met, and we went from there, really.
Brilliant stuff. And again, I salute you, really appreciate your time and your support. And it is going to go this year towards Will It Be on the World's Bowls Club. Was there any particular reason which led you to select them? Do you have any affiliations there, or what was the motivation behind that particular choice?
I do. I am now a member of the Bowls Club. I moved to the village in September last year, and it was the first place I went. It was a really welcoming environment. Just walking through the door, everybody said hello. It was a bit like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. Everyone wants to know your story, but not in a nosy way. They're just interested and want to involve you. Yeah, very, very friendly. And I love that, in the off season, we get together, there's events organised, so that it's not just the Bowls Club members, it's the community as a whole, so it's the village as a whole, and the broader community, because not all the members live in the village, they do live elsewhere as well. So I just really, I liked that about it, so I wanted to get involved in it myself, which is why I then became a member. I didn't really know anything about bowls. I thought it was a sport for older people, but now, having been involved myself, you feel like you're doing squats every time you go to bowl that ball. It feels like a new squat that you're doing.
I have to ask you, Sam, do you find yourself walking after your bowl post bowling?
You do. You have to, but I've learned the jargon. So you bowl the wood up the rink, and bowl it towards the jack, the little white ball, and then you bowl it, and then everyone takes their turn, and then you all walk up the other end, pick your bowls up, decide who was closest, they get the points, and then you throw the jack back down the other end, and then you bowl back down the other end again. So it doesn't sound like the most exciting sport, but when you break it down, but it's just a very friendly sport. Yes. You meet people from all walks of life that you would probably never have been involved with before. Everyone's just very welcoming. But I liked the community aspect of it, and the way that they were trying to involve people from everywhere. They worked really hard in the last couple of years. Community. They worked really hard in the last year getting grants and funding to make it the club area a safer environment, and putting better lighting and things up for people. Because by the very nature of it being bowls in a village, there are older people who go, and they wanted to make sure it was safe for those people to be walking down past and things like that. So yeah, I like what they're doing within the community, and they worked hard. They also have you're probably going to ask me another question, but while I think about it, last year they started an under-16s cup.
Brilliant.
So, or this year will be the first year. So they're encouraging young people from within the community to take up bowls and to be part of the village, the bowling community. And they've created a cup just for them so that they can compete against each other. And I just think that's really worthwhile as well.
Absolutely. The next generation coming through, which is so important. Sam, I really appreciate your passion. I know this is going to go to a great cause there. I'm looking forward to a bit later in this podcast speaking to the team there over at Willoughby on the World's Bowls Club. It sounds to me that they literally encapsulate everything that Koi Sports is all about, in the sense that, again, it is about that community. It is about bringing people from all different walks of life together and really kind of having that hub, I suppose, at the heart of a village.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how I feel about it. I do think that they really try to involve everybody. And it's very, very inclusive. And I really like that. And the fact that they're investing in grassroots and, well, the younger generation, and helping them have a focus. And you know, the chairman has been very generous and encourages the young people to come to the club. Nobody else has to be there, but they have their facilities are open to them, and it's somewhere for them to go, and they can practice and they can get together and focus their energy, which is a great thing.
Which can never be a bad thing. I think it's absolutely superb. Definitely looking forward to learning all about that with the team there at Willoughby and the Wolds Bowls Club very soon. But back to yourself then, Sam. Obviously, Limby Hall's PA, kind of up and going now, nice and established. What's next for yourself? Do you see like a vision, a plan, or is it kind of just let things organically develop?
Yeah, I've always been very much an organically developed kind of person. So, you know, I like working with the clients that I've got. I enjoy the time that I spend with them. I enjoy the tasks that I do for them. And so just more of that, really, and get out there, network with people, try and meet new people. I'd love to work with more clients within the sporting industry. I just have a passion for it from the time that I spent at Speedo watching elite athletes get in and out of the pool and train and things, and working with elite rowers at Concept 2 and cyclists at Watt Bike. So I have a passion for working in the sporting industry. I'd like to work with more people from there. But otherwise, for the business itself, just let it grow organically. Like I said, I'm very flexible with people. Yeah. If I start putting too much in place, then I'll have to start being a bit harsher, but changing processes for the way I work with clients. And I think it works for both of us at the moment.
The key thing is that balance, isn't it, I suppose? And I think you've struck it nicely. If you're involved in sport in any way, shape or form, maybe thinking to yourself right now that you could use that PA support, or indeed, if that applies to you in any sphere and you want to learn more about the amazing Sam Palmer Granville and all things Limby Hall PA, Sam, what's the best way for us to engage with you once again, please?
So either via my website, www.limbyhallpa.com, or email sam@limbyhallpa.com, or if you look for Sam Palmer Granville on LinkedIn. There won't be anybody else with that name, or if there are, I'll be amazed. So, very unique. So you'll find another Palmer Granville, but she won't be Sam. And connect with me. I'd love to connect and have a chat.
Fantastic. Fire those past me one more time, please.
Sorry, do what?
Fire the website and email and social media one more time, please.
www.limbyhallpa.com, email sam@limbyhallpa.com, or look on LinkedIn for Sam Palmer Granville.
Perfect. I encourage people to do just that. It's a great service being provided. I think sometimes we get obsessed about our little worlds and our little businesses, but we could be more efficient perhaps by seeking such support. So keep up the awesome work. Sam, in closing, is there anything at all you'd like to reaffirm about the business there, or just refresh or crystallise in our minds at all?
I did have a thought, but it escaped me. So, no, I don't think there was. Just to say that I think what Dave at Koi Sports is doing is amazing, and I think more people should get on board and support what he's doing and support the companies that he works with, business he works with, both in the UK and abroad.
Sam, what a wonderful sentiment to end this on. It's been a joy to appreciate your time and company. I'm looking forward to speaking to the team there, Willoughby on the Wolds Bowls Club. But for now, keep well, keep safe. And thank you for your time just now.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Nice to talk to you.
We've just heard from returning elite Koi Sport member, Sam Palmer Granville, owner of Limby Hall PA. Her membership support is going towards the amazing Willoughby on the Wolds Bowls Club. Joining us now from that very club, it's a joy to welcome Dave Harris. Dave, welcome. Welcome to Koi Sports Podcasting. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Tony. Good to meet you.
Honestly, it's a joy. It's a pleasure in my life to get to speak to people such as yourself, really at the heart of community sport in various capacities. I guess before we unpack all of that, I'm always really fascinated just to know a little bit about the person behind that. So, Dave, without this wanting to be a job interview or anything like that, just give us a bit of a background to yourself and what led you to Willoughby on the Wolds Bowls Club.
Certainly. Well, yeah, I was a teacher and then a head teacher for many years. And I retired from headship about 9, 10 years ago. on health grants. And I then went into writing, and I now run a company called Independent Thinking, with the help of the owner, Ian Gilbert. And we look at promoting amazing things happening in education. We have over 50 speakers, and I write books. I've written 5 or 6 books on leadership and on education. And I've always believed that the power of human beings is absolutely fundamental to everything. So it's kind of been a natural thing. Mm-hmm. When we came to live in the village about 10, 12 years mm-hmm. ago, one of the first things I wanted to do was to just be part of whatever's happening. And yes. Small village, no village shop, no village pub. The only thing there was the bowls green. So I just joined as a bowler. And then just before the pandemic, numbers had really decreased being a village. Mm. And people were worried about it. We yes. owned our own bit of land, but there was a real chance that we wouldn't survive. And particularly when the pandemic came along, some people thought that would be the end of it. And they asked me at that time if I'd become president. And so I took over the presidency of the club, and I could see we needed to change the image of bowls because people, when they spoke to me, I said, why haven't you been up to bowls? They go, oh no, that's not for me. That's for older people. That's not there. And it isn't, it's a great sport that fits everybody. We pulled out of the leagues for a year. And this was after the pandemic. Mm. We got some money from the government to help us just survive that. Mm. And we said, right, let's just focus on making it the social hub. Nice. So I became the licensee. So we've got not that alcohol is everything or the soul of everything, but it is part of a community. And what we encourage families to come up. Mm. And we had free membership last year, and we just got lots of people up. And then this year, when we're back to normal and charging for full membership, we've nearly tripled our membership.
Amazing.
And the wonderful thing is we've got I think it's 8 or 10 young under 16 bowlers. We had a cup match last night against yes. a local village, and we beat them really easily. So there's kind of a lot. We're now moving from the social to the sports, and the sports and the social are intermingling. So it's been a really exciting 6-12 months, I suppose, when things have really started to go very positive in the village.
And credit to you, because that story, that narrative there is one that I've heard many times. I'm a massive believer of the importance of all sporting institutions to the heartbeat of our local communities. And it's great to hear that you've really kind of embraced that massively. But my goodness me, that narrative of the challenges of the pandemic has been severe to us all. I get that. Mm-hmm. But it really has hit to the core of our local sporting clubs and institutions. And it really, credit to you mm-hmm. to sort of, I guess, react to that very positively and kind of proactively look to embrace maybe a more younger dynamic to the world of bowls.
But I think, I mean, it's important to say that it is team. And what's been amazing is that, Pete, you know, there's now a team of 6 or 8 who cut the green. None of us get paid, but we use expert help to help us do it. We've got Brilliant. People paint the inside and the outside of the huts. We've got people who come and mend the floor because it's an old clubhouse. It's inevitably in need of repair all the time. But all of these people give their time, and it's a real feeling. A number of people have said that it really feels community.
Yes.
And that's what's nice. And then when the community plays sport together. So last night when we were playing our cup match, we've got 20, 30 people watching, which would never have happened in the past. And then a lot stopped on for a drink in the bar after. Really? It really is. It's what sport should be about celebrating and enjoying, not about being paid lots of money, but about enjoying a challenge against someone and either winning or losing, and then having a drink in the bar together.
Absolutely. Again, that is absolutely the spirit of what sport really should be all about. And I think you've absolutely embraced it perfectly there. And again, it's sometimes easy for us all to forget that all of these sporting organisations, of which you guys are doing wonders there at Willoughby, they don't run themselves, do they, Dave? You know, like you say, there's maintenance required. There's organisation to even put things together. The logistics of these things are staggering beyond belief. And it is always just an honour to appreciate the spirit of the volunteers who ensure that these great organisations are able to not only survive but thrive.
But I think that, I mean, that's the important about, that's the important for us of business support, because, you know, people don't realise how much these cost. You're looking at $4,000 for a lawnmower, and they have to be replaced every now and then. We cut the green, I mean, we cut the green 3 times a week. We have to treat, when we come to treat the ground with for antifungus or something, that'll be £500 just at a drop of a hat. And the problem is, when you are a group of volunteers, you've got to find that money. So we are always searching for money, and it's always nice when somebody from business offers us support. And we were, you know, long term, we're going to need a new building. Yes. So I'm going to need lots of positive support, so lots of business over a long time. But again, it's my belief has always been you get the community, and hopefully you people enjoy the spirit and see what it is, and you get people who will then buy into that and go, yeah, I love that. And I mean, that's why it's been nice having Sam working with us. You know, Sam lives near me now, we work together, and it's been lovely to have her and a partner up with us most weeks, and they're just learning the game. And again, she played her first match last week and did very well, and it's nice, and it's nice that she can feel that she's part of something bigger than just ourselves.
And she herself spoke so eloquently, so passionately about just the joy that the club brings to herself and her partner. Mm. And again, very much that sense of belonging to something. And that's something very much being at the hub of this village life. Just give me an idea. Don't need to kind of drill down into too many specifics, but just give us an overview of what Sam's support through Koi Sports for you guys will mean. What will that cultivate?
Well, it's nice to have another link. I think it shows the lots of people who are coming up to the clubhouse that we're bigger than just us, and it's great that again we can point them to the support from people like Koi, you know, like Koi Sports, that we can say, yes, this is, you know, we are, you know, we have got this huge future ahead of us, because everyone's very frightened about how do we make this old building last. So every little bit counts. You know, we need a lot of support to get anywhere, but you know, like Sam's bit, we'll probably use it to go towards buying some woods for the youngest players, because the very young players need very small woods, and again they work out very expensive. So it all goes that we're never short of things to spend money on. We need some more pushers for the woods. Again, that could easily be. We'll probably talk to Sam about how she would like to see her money used. But it's certainly not a case of, oh, we don't know what to do with it. There'll always be things.
Plenty but of I think options.
I'd like to find more things for the very youngest to do. I mean, what was lovely, a couple of weekends ago on a club night, I took a lovely photograph of an 85-year-old playing dominoes with a seven-year-old. There was literally three or four generations around this table. They were all laughing. They did it for hours. Brilliant. And you know, dominoes may not be the elite sport, but it's a great occupation. So a domino set, you know, that's great. And it's that idea that we really diversify, and that we are not just about trying to be top of the league.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we will be top of the league at some point, but it's actually about us, everybody having fun, and about young and old having a place to be together.
I mean, you do not get more divergent than that, as you rightly observe, multiple generations uniting and coming together. Just give me a flavour of that diversity as it maps out to Willoughby on the Wolds, Bowls Club. You mentioned, obviously, again, a bit of a focus on shifting that hackneyed perspective many hold erroneously about bowls and that influence of young people coming through. But just give us a sense of how many members are there, and again that age span.
Well, we've now got in excess of, I think it's 70 members, and they now go from our youngest is 7, is he right the way through to our oldest is probably 92, 93, Chris.
Amazing.
With you know, the age profile used to be probably well in the 70s. So I suppose the local view was that, whereas now the average age must be below 50 amazing. Around, I would imagine. You know, I was playing last night and probably we had, I'm just 60 and I would be about in the middle. I've got a couple of three younger on the next two rinks. And again, Ollie, one of our real young stars, he's only 14, and he's played quite a few times for us already, played really well. And again, what other sport can you have people of different generation? My daughter, plays with me. I mean, she's in her 20s now, but she used to play when she was like 15, and it's wonderful. Ollie and his mother and his father all played, and they were playing in the same match last week as equals. And that's why I think it is, you know, people might laugh and say, oh yeah, but it's only bowls, but it's a very skilled sport. But it is a sport where young and old, male, female,
yes,
absolutely. I mean, our best player is a middle-aged female. She beats the rest of us absolutely. The young men, the old men. And that's the great thing, is it's actually the individual and the individual's battle and the individual's reading of the green and the woods.
It's technique over power, I guess, isn't it?
Totally, yeah.
I guess it's one of those that you're always learning as well. Forgive me here, slightly tongue-in-cheekishly, but I'm just always curious, really. Whenever I watch it on the TV, I'm always fascinated to notice almost just consistently the tendency to sort of stride after the ball post-bowling. Is that just something that you habitually gather into, or does it actually real effect? I don't know.
A lot of the ones you watch it then is indoor. And indoor, I mean, again, there'll be some who are listening to this who are like, I really dislike indoor bowls purely because it is just you and the green. And it's very, to me, it's slow because you only have to touch the green, blow, and it goes down. And that's where I think there's all that kind of the energy. Whereas in outdoor, you were also battling the climate. Great British climate was pouring with rain last night. You're also back. Every green is different. Literally, every green is different. One green, you can't play with one hand, you can play the other. On a green, it shoots off somewhere. And I don't know, the battle is a different one. I think when you're looking at the one stuff they have on the television, it's them, they're very much following the ball. I think we all do look, but most of us don't want to go charging off down after this, because it's a different kind of thing. But if we all get you, all of us want to bowl better. All of us bowl great bowls and really rubbish ones that we put our head in our hands and go, what were we doing? But in outdoor, you can blame the green. You go, oh, that was the green. Or there's a
of course.
Number of times you heard me say, oh, that was it's a worm. Or, or we'll blame the groundsman for not having cut the green properly. So there's always an excuse.
That's absolutely fascinating. Thank you again for educating me there. It's brilliant stuff. Lots of people listening to this, I'm sure, have been inspired. If they're in the local area, I'm sure if you've not checked it out already, you want to do so. It does real feel to me like this is building something very much key at the real heart of that Willoughby Village community. But also, if you're listening and want to be like Sam and maybe offer some support to help this project grow, Dave, tell us, what's the best way to engage with you? How can we learn more?
You can find information about us on there's a Willoughby on the Wolds webpage. You can find that there. You can email us at willoughbybowls@aol.com, or if you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter as @bravehead, which is a nice easy one to remember. So all one word, @bravehead, and again you can contact me that way. Or you can pop along to the club any Monday or Friday evening at any point, Friday evening at any point, even through the depths of winter. And there's always a positive crowd, always there, willing to, happy to join you and to buy you a drink.
Hey, fantastic. Get involved. You may well fall in love, find a new passion, a new pursuit, and certainly are going to be warmly embraced by some fantastic people. That's brilliant. Dave, we've really got a sense here of the journey that you've been under. And also, I think you're very conscious and sort of cognizant of the challenges and the future. where do you see this club developing? What would you, if there was sort of a magic wand, what do you think are the next steps in your progression?
It definitely is about trying to find a way of we're on the very edge of the village still, and as I said, we've got therefore restricted area to build in, and we've got very old clubhouse, but we're nearly we're 97 years old, and it's been great that these last 2 years have just seen this explosion in growth. Yes. I would love our 100th anniversary to coincide with us perhaps getting 100 members, which I think is very doable, but also being en route to a new building, maybe a new location that just helped build it for the next 100 years. Because I do think in a village, I mean, we've got 400-500 people in the village. If we could get every family doing something on it, it really becomes the bowling village. And already, the people last night we were playing were so jealous because they're saying they can't get members. And we're absolutely, we've just got lots of people who say, yeah, give me a go. I want to try. And it's just
the energy
to grow. Who knows? I mean, I've no desire for us to take over the world or do anything. I just want our village to be happy and positive.
Brilliant.
For as long as possible. And, the way at the moment, it's gone fantastically. You always know there's going to be problems ahead, but the more that people are loving the game and loving playing, the more that they will hopefully work together to move it to the next level.
Very realistic aspirations there. And we all here at Koi Sport wish you well for the foreseeable future and well beyond that landmark centenary time. Once again, please, Dave, people listening, I'm sure, have been inspired by your story. If you are part of this village and haven't yet experienced this amazing organisation, which is Willoughby on the Wolds Bowls Club, how can we learn more information? And again, if you're listening, maybe you want to be like Sam here at Koi Sports, offer some kind of financial support, which will benefit. How can we engage, Dave?
Well, as I think your best is to contact me. And if you forget the email address, if you Google Dave Harris Education, my homepage will come up. And you can contact me through there, or say through Twitter, or Koi Sports, I'm sure would link you through to us, or come along to us. And we're easy to find. We're just off the A46 near. If you're heading from Leicester towards Newark, about halfway along is a turning to Willoughby on the Wolds, and come off there. And the first turn you'll find the first road in Willoughby, you'll come down Main Street and you'll see us there. You see a nice big sign with our email on and of who's playing when, and again, pop in. We do get people just pop in to say hello, and that's a great way to start.
I'd heartily encourage everybody to check this out again at the hub of this fantastic village and village life, and really through adversity, as so many have experienced, just going from strength to strength, which is a joy to learn. Dave, is there anything in closing that you'd like to crystallise or just make us aware of at all?
No, I mean, I'm very grateful to this opportunity to get people to hear about us. And just I'd encourage you wherever you are, even if you're not near us, there will be a local bowls club who would really welcome it. And do not judge it. Don't think of it as this boring thing that you've got to wear ties and you've got to go and do this. There are a few clubs like that, but not many. Most clubs, I think, are like us, who want the next generation.
Yes.
And the way, the greatest bowlers in the world are under 20. So don't start waiting. Yes, you can play brilliantly till you're in your 90s. And that's the great. It's one of the few sports where you can be playing, but don't think you've got to wait till you're 90, till you're any good. You're not. And that's why we say to I was talking to my youngest player last week, and I just said, you are going to be a world champion, because he's already better than I am, and he's 14. So amazing. By the time he gets to 21, wow. And that's the reality. It's an easy to pick up sport. The rules aren't complicated. It's not that costly. Most clubs will have their own bowls. Go and get started. And it's what sport should be. Easy to get into, easy to try, and fun.
Hey, what more can you ask for, I ask you? And I have to say, you're an absolute ambassador, not only for Willoughby on the Bowls Bowls Club, but the sport in general. But just in closing, Dave, whipping it back once again to you guys there at Willoughby on the Wolds Bowls Club. Again, been through tough times and are really on a mission and are doing great things already. How can we engage? How can we learn more information?
Just, I'd say, email me at willoughbybowls@aol.com or find me on social media at Bravehead. And I will come straight back to you. Or if you get trouble at any of those, I'm also on DaveHarrisEducation@gmail.com. Nice, easy one, DaveHarrisEducation@gmail.com. And I will get straight back to you and hopefully we can start a conversation. And yeah, anyone who fancies helping me get the money for a new building, we would love to hear from you.
Hey, listen, that could well be you right now. And as I say, if not, just get involved, have a try. You could well find that you've got a gift that you never even knew.
Absolutely.
And what can I say? It's been a genuine pleasure to appreciate your time and your company. From myself and everybody at Koi Sports, we know that our member Sam is massively behind you, really enjoying the spirit that you engender. So thank you once again for all that you do, Dave. Much obliged.
Thank you. Thank you to you and thank you to Sam.
This has been Tony Rice for Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. If you like what you've heard and are interested in becoming a member of Koi Sports CIC or simply looking for more information about all our phenomenal members and, of course, the amazing work being done here, take a moment and simply visit www.koisports.co.uk. I'll repeat, that's www.koisports.co.uk. And be sure to listen in next week for another Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast.